Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Open line hour at Rosie on the House, where we throw the phone lines open. We had to clear a few lines because a lot of people wanted to talk to our arborist, John Eisenhower, so he was gracious enough to stay through the break and answer their questions. That clears the lines for you at 1-888-767-4348, wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona. It's a toll-free phone call. Trying to tackle anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a call and we'll put our remodeling experience to work for you like we have for 30 years. That's this hour. So if you've got something you want to visit with us about, give us a call. 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screening booth with our programming engineer, Miss Bree. They're making sure all the broadcast goes off flawlessly. I'm in the broadcast studio with my son, Romy, co-host of the show and general manager of Roth Productions, the Radio Broadcast Corporation. And we're here to visit with you about your home or your house. I want to talk a little bit about thank you all very much for giving us 30 years of serving you. And it's been our mission and our vision from the very beginning to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that with a four-hour broadcast every Saturday morning to answer your questions about home improvement, remodeling, or maintenance, as well as landscaping and gardening. We do it by contributing to 6 newspapers across the state that are included in weekly articles that kind of address the questions that we get from each of those particular parts of the state. We do it with our website, rosieonthehouse.com, which includes a contractor referral network, which has been voted the number one contractor referral network in Arizona for 9 years in a row. So we do everything we can. It's free to you, the Arizona homeowner, to educate you, to entertain you, and to protect you as best we can. And protection is kind of key when we've got all the home shows we've got going on in the valley right now, in the state, really. We have the today, what are they calling it down in Casa Grande? The Home Health and Garden Show, and that's at City Gate Outlets today. We have Susan Kreger down there from Rose on the House, and we're going to get a little update from that home show here in just a few minutes. We also have the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. And when you go to the home shows, you have to ask yourself, which of the 50 roofers in here can I trust? Which of the 40 kitchen remodelers in there can I trust? Well, I'll tell you an easy way you can trust the right contractor is in look for the Rosie on the House certification. If they're carrying the Rosie on the House teardrop banner in their booth, if they're carrying the Rosie on the House logo on their shirts and uniforms, their hats, their marketing material, their contracts, their business cards, they've been pre-certified. They've made it through the toughest screening process on the planet, and you can contract them confidently. You know, this is a great – go ahead.
I believe – The majority of them, Joanna ran out yesterday, but the majority of them have stacks of our home maintenance calendar. If you don't want to wait to get one mailed and you've missed requesting yours, as you said, just look for the teardrop banner. It's an 8-foot-tall banner with the Rosie on the House logo, certified partner logo on it. Swing by and just ask them. We've provided stacks to them all to hand out, so you can pick up your home maintenance calendar. We've had... I need to pull the cutoff date that we sent all the addresses to the printer. And we get a lot of people asking, is it too late? Is it too late? Well, no. We'll be mailing the next set at the end of January, then the next set of requests at the end of February, and then the next set of requests at the end of March. And that list will just continue to grow. And we'll mail 2019's beginning of December next year. So that list will just continue to develop as requests come in.
It's a great calendar. It's content heavy as it relates to maintaining your home, tips about maintenance around your home. And did Jennifer tell you that a listener has threatened to quit listening to the show? We started talking about the calendar back in November, saying
I wasn't even going to acknowledge
that. It was coming. The calendar's coming. It's coming. He's a very loyal listener, and he was one of the very first people that put his name in. I want that calendar. And I guess the publisher of the calendar is mailing out the calendars to the thousands of people that sent us their addresses. And I guess about a week ago, he said, he's been waiting for it since November. If I don't get my calendar. Well, it wasn't printed till last week of December. So we appreciate your patience. We appreciate you being excited about getting it. And I think the print company has now got all the pre-addresses out mailed, and you should have it. If you've requested a calendar and don't have it, then contact us and let us know.
Well, don't do that. let's quantify that cutoff date. We were closed all week of between Christmas and New Year's. Christmas was on, so the 22nd. It would have been
Monday.
Any requests past Friday, December 22nd, will be sent at the end of January. So if you requested before then let us know. We did get about, out of the list of almost 1,600 requests, there was about 200 that just, the mailer has a system that validates addresses that came back were wrong. So we reached back out to those people.
Got it.
To find out, you know, did you provide us wrong? Was there a typo? Whatever the case may be.
So. Very good. Well, it's been very well received. We're excited about that. Those that are getting it sure seem to love it. So let's get to the phone and take a couple calls while other people line up at 1-888-767-4348. Let's take Mark, who's been patiently waiting. Actually called before we went on air with the open hour. Early bird here. Mark, how can we help you, my friend?
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you. I'm 30. Have a question. There's several parts to it, but it's really only one question. Got a new house that was built a little over a year ago by one of the major home builders, and I'm sure they all do the foundation about the same way. The other day, I noticed some cracks in my tile across my living room floor, and it's like, wow, this is not an area that I walk on, and these cracks pretty much all line up from one tile to the next. They might be off an inch. I go to the outside of my house. I see a small crack in the foundation, which, of course, the builder says, well, that's within limits, blah, blah, blah. They're going to come out. My question being, is it most likely those cracks in the tile are indeed from that foundation snapping underneath it? And do I have them just replace the tiles now? Do I wait a year in case the crack gets a little bit worse and then replace them? Because anything you fix now, if it's not done cracking, for lack of another term, is just going to crack the new tiles. What's the proper protocol in something like this? Because they're going to come out and look at it, and I don't know what to accept as the right answer. And there's only so much fighting you can do with the professional home builders. Ultimately, it's in their hands.
Well, if they're one of the majors, they're accountable to the Register of Contractors. And, you know, it's been a long time since the Register of Contractors actually had to shut anybody down. So if the fact that they're coming out, I would keep dated, written communication with them about it. I would get their recommendation as to what they wanted to do about it. And feel free to shoot me a copy of that as well as a couple pictures. If I were you, I'd get down on my hands and knees and I would knock on the tile to see if it was hollow or the tile delaminating from the thin set on the concrete slab. Are they?
Which I hope it was.
Are they heaving or is the grout cracking? So, you know, I'd do a little research like that. I'd let them get an interpretation. Most of the superintendents are going to try and diminish it and minimalize it as much as possible. Watch it. But know this. Here's a little trick for you. The minute they touch it or fix it. You say the house is a year old now. You want to date stamp that repair, because now the warranty on that part of the house has just been extended another 2 years. And it's not really a warranty, but it's a right to review the material and the procedure. Okay. So,
and that's the other part. The house, while it's warrantied for 1 year, the foundation has 10 years. So if this crack in the tile is, well, I don't care that it's the tile, it was caused by the underlying foundation cracking.
And all you're going to be able to do is get their recommendation. Like I say, take a couple pictures of the tile situation and the foundation situation. What major cross streets are you located near?
Queen Creek and Gilbert Road.
Okay. Feel free to take pictures of that crack you're seeing in the foundation, the crack you're seeing in the tile, and shoot it over to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I'll be happy to take a look at it and see if there's something you need to be worried about. But let's get their response. Ask for it in writing, and we'll go from there. Mark, we appreciate the call. Thanks a million for placing the call, placing your trust in us. And thanks a million for and congratulations on the new house.
And that would be a perfect management maintenance item if you're a HomeZada subscriber. You could publish a to-do for 2 years down the road after the job's complete, you know, about a month ahead of that two-year warranty, to just check it and make sure everything's fine so that you're in good, solid situation before that two-year time limit goes. And, you know, you've heard us talking about it before. That's not something, that 2 years isn't something we set. That's something the registered contractor set. If it was up to us, it'd be at least a 10-year, 20-year. Germany, it's a lifetime, which is why they build out of masonry. They need something that lasts a lifetime, not this silly other stuff that they use.